到救主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
We have studied what it means to strive together for the faith at home.
我们已经探讨了到底是如何的在家中来齐心努力，为所信的齐心努力。
Last night we studied how we ought to struggle together for the faith in times of adversity.
那昨天晚上我们也看到说怎么样的在逆境中为所信的齐心努力。
Tonight we're going to study how to strive together for the faith in the ministry.
那今晚我们要探讨的就是怎么样在侍奉中为所信的齐心努力。
In the ministry we'll probably be focused on inside the church.
那侍奉我们就专注在教会的里面。
We must always remember that home service is also a ministry. When you serve in your workplace, it's also a ministry.
那我们要记得的就是在家中我们也是侍奉啊，在家中所做的也是侍奉，在工作场合那也是侍奉。
But for our consideration, we will focus on in the ministry inside the church.
不过我们在这里所要思考的就是我们要把焦点放在教堂教会中的侍奉。
As you know, when there are problems inside the church, the problem from within the leadership is always the worst kind.
那就如大家所知道的，如果教会中有问题的话，有困难的话，那最糟糕的问题困难就是在领袖当中产生了问题。
It is true today as it was true in the time of the Old Testament.
今天是如此，在旧约的时代也是如此。
The Old Testament time that we are going to consider this evening is the time of Moses and Aaron.
那今晚我们要来思想的就是旧约的时代呢，就是摩西跟亚伦的那一时段。
It will be taken from Numbers chapter 16 verse 1 to verse 35.
那经文我们是取自民数记第16章1到35节。
When there are problems from the congregation, the members in the congregation that gives the problem will be disciplined.
当问题产生在会众的当中，那造成问题的会众或者是会友呢，就会受到惩罚。
Striving together does not mean that we condone each other's sins and what we have done wrong.
那我们说齐心努力一起的来奋斗，一起的来努力呢，并不意味着我们彼此包容彼此的罪。
Striving together for the faith inside the church has always got to include dealing with sins and sinful people.
那在教会里面齐心努力的来奋斗呢，包含着说我们必须就是处理当中的一些罪恶。
When the problem is from within the leadership, it is 100 times more difficult and deadly than when it is from the congregation.
那如果问题是产生在领袖的当中呢，那问题就是比在会众中所产生的困难要多超过百倍。
When Moses was bringing the people into the promised land, there was a man who picked up sticks during the day of Sabbath. He was stoned to death and the problem was solved.
当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，那当安息日到的时候，有一个人就是出外去就是拾起那木材，那他因为是安息日，那他就被用石头打死，那问题就解决了。
In Numbers 16, the problem was from within the leadership, and you realize that the disaster was enormous.
那在民数记第16章，那问题是产生在领袖的当中，那你就看到说问题的严重性更是重大。
Let's look at the characteristics of these enemies of God.
让我们来看神仇敌的特性。
Satan will use such people in the past, he will also use such people in the present.
撒旦会使用这些人，在过去使用这些人， 撒旦仍然会在现今使用这些人。
The names of these people are mentioned here.
那这些人的名字被记载在这里。
Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi. Dathan, Abiram, the sons of Eliab and On, the son of Peleth, sons of Reuben. They took men, and they rose up before Moses, with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, that means they were the leaders, the lay leaders, and they were very famous in the congregation, men of renown.
那在这里就是利未的曾孙哥瞎的孙子以斯哈的儿子可拉和流变孙子中以利亚的儿子大贪亚比兰与比勒的儿子安，并以色列会中的250个领袖，那换句话说，他们都是带领的人，就是有名望选入会中的人，在摩西面前一同起来。
So majority of the leadership was against Moses and Aaron.
在领袖当中，大多数的人都来对抗摩西跟亚伦。
Whether these were the same leaders that Moses appointed to assist him, we cannot be 100% certain. Perhaps they were.
那我们不是很清楚到底这是不是同样的那一群是由摩西所选立来帮助他来协助他的领袖。
When Moses first came out of Egypt, he was advised by his own father-in-law to appoint him men to assist him.
那当摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候，那他的岳父曾经给他这样的一个忠告，叫他设立一些人来协助他来带领这会众。
He saw Moses seated there with long queue of people waiting to talk to him, and by the time they arrived to talk to him, it was only for a few minutes, but they waited hours just to meet up with him.
那摩西的岳父看到摩西在坐在那里，那群百姓都排队要等候他们的机会来跟摩西说话，那么他们等候的时间可能是好几个小时，不过只能够跟摩西谈论几分钟，那因此他就建议摩西。
His advice was very good to Moses.
那他建议摩西找选立领袖，那这是好的建议。
This is recorded for us in Exodus chapter 18.
那这就在出埃及记第18章为我们记载了这些。
Very big problems that these men cannot solve, you will solve, Moses, but let them deal with all the trivial smaller problems.
那些很大的问题，那这些人没有办法解决的，那你就当来处理。那些比较细小的一些事情呢，你就交给他们来处理。
So Moses will teach the leaders the word of God so that they will be able to help them according to God's word, but he must also choose men with the right character.
那摩西教导这些人神的话语，那好叫他们能够使用神的话语来帮助的百姓。那不过呢，他必须选一些合神心意的人。
Exodus 18 verse 21 describe the character of these leaders.
那出埃及记第18章21节就为我们描述这些领袖他们的特性，他们的个性。
They are called able men.
那他们是被这里被称为才能的人，有才能的人。
The definition of the word able is described in the second half of verse 21.
那什么是有才能呢？那节下去，那一节下面的字句就描述了。
First, they must fear God.
首先，他们是敬畏神的。
Once you fear God, you fear no man.
当你敬畏神，你就不害怕任何人。
Then you will not make any mistake because you don't fear man. Wherever man threaten you, you fear God, so you will do whatever God wants you to do.
那因着敬畏神，你就不会害怕人，你就不会犯出任何的错，因为不会因为人的缘故而干犯了神。
Second, they must be men of truth.
那再来，他们必须是诚实无妄。
They must be men who will always be truthful.
那他们必须是时刻都是忠诚诚实的。
They must also be men who will always seek for the truth.
那他们也必须是那些 一直都是在寻求真相的人。
And the third qualification is that they must hate covetousness.
那第三方面呢，他们必须是恨不义之财的。
They cannot be bought with money.
他们不能够被钱财所诱惑。
They will always be men of integrity and honesty.
他们必须是清廉的，就是很廉洁的人。
All right, put these men to look after thousands, the better ones.And then hundreds, and then fifties, and then tens according to their abilities.
那按照他们的能力就派管他们去带领到一千个人、一百个人，或者是五十个人。
Could these men be the same leaders who now join hands with Korah, Dathan, and Abiram to rebel against the leadership of Moses and Aaron?
那是不是这些人以就是可拉还有大贪还有亚比兰跟比勒一起联合来对抗摩西跟亚伦呢？
They were supposed to be able men, fearing God, loving truth, hating covetousness. What has happened?
那他们本当是有才能的人，本当是敬畏神，诚实无妄，而且是恨不义之财的人，那发生了什么事呢？
Remember, people change.
那要知道说人会改变。
Either they change to be more like Christ, or they change to become more like the world.
那他们要不是越来改变的越像主，就是改变的越来越像世界。
These men in number 16 were men that were very famous.
那这些在民数记第16章所记载的这些人是有名望的人。
Famous in the congregation, that means the people in Israel look up to them and they like them to be their leaders.
那是在以色列群众当中是有名望的，也就是说那些以色列人看他们为好，那喜欢他们来成为他们的领袖。
So that means these leaders had the backing of the people of Israel.
那换句话说，这些领袖是由百姓来就是支持他们的。
So these 250 men that accompanied Korah,Dathan and Abiram had the backing of the majority of the people of Israel.
那这250个人，他们就与就是可拉、大贪还有亚比兰，他们联手，那他们也有百姓的支持来对抗摩西跟亚伦。
Please understand that there are a lot of such people today in our churches as well.
我们要知道在现今教会当中也有很多很多这样子的人。
They will make use of all of you.
他们会使用我们当中大家。
They will win your heart and your loyalty over to them.
那他们会博取你们的效忠。
And once they have succeeded, they're going to make use of you for their own agenda.
那当他们成功的时候呢，他们就会使用你来达到他们的企图。
Have you all read this chapter?
你们读了这一章经文吗？
Do you know what happened when these men were punished?
你们知道这些人当受刑罚的时候发生了什么事吗？
You look at verse 41.
你看第41节。
But on the morrow after these men were punished by God,All the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron, saying, Ye have killed the people of the Lord, Jehovah. And it came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and Aaron, and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared.
41-42节这么说，第二天以色列全会众都向摩西亚伦发怨言，说你们杀了耶和华的百姓，杀了耶和华的百姓了。会众积极攻击摩西亚伦的时候，向会幕观看，不料有云彩遮盖了耶和华的荣光显现。
Look at verse 59, see how many of the people in the congregation died. Verse 49.
49节我们看到底有多少个以色列百姓被杀呢？
14,700 of them died, beside them that died about the matter of Korah.
那这边说到49节说，除了因可拉事情死的以外，遭瘟疫 死的共有一万四千七百人。
Why was the punishment so serious and so severe?
那为什么这惩罚是这么的严厉，这么的严重呢？
When you create problems inside the church, it is always a very serious matter to God.
当你在教会当中来产生造成一些问题的话，这对神来讲是一个严重的事情。
If you consider the enemies of God your friend and you cite them, you got to be prepared for the consequences.
那如果你把神的敌人当作是朋友，那你站在他们那边的话呢，你就必须预备承受那结果。
These were men of renown. That means they were men with probably money, probably able to speak very well, probably have leadership qualities.
那这些是有名望的人，那他们很可能是有才识，那而且是很有口才，那可能他们甚至是有领导的能力的。
Are these the people you also look up to?
啊，这是不是你所看重的人呢？
People who are very successful outside in the world.
那些在外头真的是很成功的人士。
They make lots of money.
他们赚取很多。
They are very well known and have a very good reputation, men of renown.
他们都是众人所都知道的，他们就是有很有名望。
Of course, they are also very nice to you.
而且他们对你很友善。
They might have helped you before.
他们甚至是协助过你。
They have gone out of their way to make sure that you are helped by them.
他们甚至是想方设法的来确保你能够被他们来帮助。
That's how they win over your heart and win your loyalty.
那他们就是借着这样来获取你的效你对他们效忠。
And when they are in trouble inside the leadership, they know that you will be behind them, supporting them.
那当他们在领导的时候产生问题的时候，他们知道说你必定会站在他们背后来支持他们。
Why didn't these men challenge the leadership of Aaron and Moses earlier?
为什么这些人不在之前早些时候来就是来与摩西跟亚伦对抗呢？
They waited their time until they had the support from the people.
他们等候直到他们得到民众的支持。
So now the time was right.
那这时候就正是适宜了。
And so they gathered themselves together, verse 3, against Moses, against Aaron, and then now they said this to them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, all of us are the same position, same standard. We also have the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit, every one of them, and the Lord's also among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord, who make you the leader?
那第三节他们这里就说，他们就聚集攻击摩西亚伦说，你们擅自专权，全会众各个既是圣洁的，那意思就是说你有圣灵，我也有圣灵，大家都一样。那这边说耶和华也在他们中也在他们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？谁告诉你们说你们是领袖呢？
Remember these leaders like Korah, Datham and Abiram,They are not worshipping Baal or other gods.
那要记得这些领袖可拉、大贪还有亚比兰，他们并不是敬拜这些巴利或者其他的那些神。
They also say that we have the Lord, Moses, Aaron, we also have the Lord. Now, who is right? Both also have the Lord.
他们也说他们是信靠神、信靠主的。那好像摩西跟亚伦也是信靠神、信靠主的。
This is always the problem.
那这就是问题的根。
The issue of the Bible is perfect. The Bible is has mistakes. Both sides claim that they are of God.
那我们在争论到底圣经是完全或者是完全误，还是圣经有错误？两方都说他们是站在神的一边。
Both cannot be of God because both of them are contrary to one another. One has to be, one has not to be.
那不可能是两方都是站在神的一边，因为两者都是互相冲突的。那其中一个必须是，另外一个不是。
In the dissolution of the synod in 1988, it was the same scenario. One side said speaking in tongues is not of God, the other side said speaking in tongues is of God.
那在区会被瓦解分解的时候，在1988年的时候，那情况也是类似的。那一方说说方言是从神来的，另外一方说说方言不是从神来的。
Very often the congregation is always caught in between.
那很多时候会众就被夹在中间。
Will you be able to know how to decide if there is a split in the leadership?
那你能够知道说将如何的来做决定，当领袖当中有一些产生纠纷的时候。
Are you going to decide based upon whom you like best, who has helped me most?
你是要用就是说看谁你最喜欢谁，谁帮助你最多来做决定吗？
This person prayed for me, this person visited me in my home, this person visited me in hospital, so he must be the one I will choose.
那这个人为我祷告，这个人去医院探访我，这个人在家中探访我，那肯定这个人是我要支持的。
Do you think that is a very good objective basis?
那你认为这是一个很好客观的一个条件吗？
Because if you choose wrongly, you're choosing on the side that will be against God.
因为如果你选择错误的话，那就是说你就选择了那以对抗神的那一方。
And if you choose a side that is against God, then you are choosing against God, and you know for sure that God will punish you.
那如果你选择是与神为敌的那一方，那换句话说，你就是与神为敌，那么上帝肯定要刑罚你。
Because every time when there is a problem in the leadership, you are disturbing the work of God, and God will deal with the one who is guilty.
那因为每当有领袖当中有一些纠纷，有些问题的时候，那你就是其实就是在干扰了神的工作。那如果你是干扰神的工作的话，那上帝肯定要对付你。
Do you think there will always be enemies from within the church?
你想想是不是在教会当中一直以来都会有神的仇敌吗？
You think there will be a time there will be no more enemies inside the church?
你想是不是有一个时候教会当中就没有神的仇敌吗？
As long as the church is not doing God's work, Satan will leave you alone.
那只要教会一旦不再做神的工作，魔鬼撒旦就不再理会你了。
As long as you're doing God's work, Satan will never leave you alone.
那只要你仍然是在做神的工作撒旦肯定要来干扰你。
He will sow tares while God will sow the seed of the good wheat.
那当上帝播那好的种子的时候，他就要来播掰子。
And there are no enemies most dangerous than enemies from inside the leadership.
那没有比就是在领袖当中有仇敌存在来得更严重的事了。
In the past, Pandan Church had problems inside the leadership of the Young Adults Fellowship.
那在过去，在班丹加列堂，我们有这样的，就是在这个青壮的团契当中有领袖的问题。
The whole Young Adult Fellowship Committee, led by two deacons, took everybody out, and there was no Young Adult Fellowship.During the time when all of them left to start their own ministry.
在这青壮团契当中带领的两个执事，他们就把所有的青壮年人都带离教会。那一阵子教会当中根本就没有青壮年人，也没有青壮年的工作。
So we have to start a brand young adult fellowship, brand new young adult fellowship with nobody all over again.
那因此我们就当时我们就得开始一个新的这个青壮的施工，那当中没有任何人，我们要重新开始。
By God's grace, and we thank God that the impact affecting the YF and the AF was minimal.
那感谢神的恩典，那件事件对成人团契对青年团契的影响就是保持在最低状态。
But when the problem was inside the session, it will affect every ministry, it will affect the whole church.
但是如果问题是在长执会里面来产生呢，那这就会影响每一个事工，那每一个人。 在教会里面的每一个人。
There are many, many examples that you and I can cite and we know of them.
那我们真的是看到很多像类似这样的事情，真的是不胜枚举。
It happened in Life Church, our mother church.
那这发生在生命堂，就是我们的母堂。
And the leadership resulted in a split in the whole church.
那领袖就分裂，在教会中的领袖就分裂了。
Reverend Toh was ousted by his own students, Reverend Charles Seed and Reverend Colin Wong.
那杜祥辉牧师就被他自己的两个他所栽培的两个学生被驱赶出来。
If these were the same leaders that Moses and Aaron elected and put into office, now they want to challenge the leaders who put them into office.
那如果这一些摩西跟亚伦所设立的领袖，那这时候他们就正在与摩西亚伦来对抗，要把他们挤出去。
What should you do?
你要怎么样来做呢？
You must choose sides.
你必须站在其中一方。
You cannot sit on the fence.
你不能够站在中间。
Because it is an attack on the ministry and the work of God inside the church.
因为这是攻击神的施工，神的教会。
And as a child of God, it is your duty to choose sides.
那我们身为神的儿女，我们必须是我们的责任来选择一方。
You know that when we had the problem of the perfect Bible, there were some members who say, well, I like Dr. Toh and Reverend Quack, I also like the elders on the other side, so I don't want to make a choice, I will leave the church. And they left the church.
那你知道吗？当我们在争论这个圣经完全的这个问题的时候，那有会有说啊，我喜欢杜祥和牧师，我也喜欢过全佑牧师，他们是支持完全圣经的。那我也喜欢另外一些支持圣经有错误的这些长老们。那我不知道要该怎么选择，那他们就选择离开教会。他们果然就是离开了教会。
You must always choose sides.
你必须来选择一方。
You must always choose the Lord's side.
那你必须选在神的这一方。
Don't look at the faces.
不要看人的脸，不要看就是看人的脸色。
Remember last night when we talked about how Jonathan has to choose between his father or his best friend David?
还记得吗？我们昨天说到说约拿丹要怎么样的来选择，是不是要选择他的父亲，还是选择大卫？
That was not his choice.
这不是他的选择。
His choice was God's will and not God's will. Is the Father teaching me God's will or is it not God's will? That's what Jonathan must base his decision on.
那他的选择是不是神的旨意还是不是神的旨意？到底他的父亲是在教导他神的旨意还是教导他违抗神的旨意？这是约拿丹的选择。
In other words, whenever there is a situation where there are two views, look at the views, don't look at the people.Behind the views.
那换句话说，如果真的是有样的一个事件，就是关系到说两个观点，那你就必须来观察那观点，那而不是看人，因为我们必须探讨那两个不同的观点。
That's exactly what Moses did. Look at verse 4.
那就正是摩西所做的。我们来看第四节。
Moses fell upon his face.
摩西就伏在地。
Why did he do that?
他为什么这么做呢？
Because he understood that this is a very grievous situation. Someone will die.
那因为他知道这是一件严厉的事情，那有人将要丧失生命。
And so he spake unto Korah, the leader, and to all his company.
因此他对可拉还有他的一党的人来说话。
And so he says, even tomorrow, by tomorrow, the Lord will show who are his, that means who is on the Lord's side, and who is holy.And will cause him to come near unto him, that is the Lord, even him whom he had chosen, will he cause to come near unto him.
那摩西就对可拉还有他一党的人说，到了早晨，耶和华必指示谁是属他的，那也就是说谁是站在神的一方的， 那是谁是圣洁的，谁是叫就叫谁亲近他，他所拣选的是谁，必叫谁亲近他。
So what was the issue?
那问题是什么呢？
Who chose you, Moses, to be our leader?
谁选你为我们的领袖呢，摩西？
Now Moses calling was in the private part of the desert in Midian.
摩西被呼召的时候，其实那时候他是在这个旷野的当中。
We all know this as the burning bush incident.
那我们都知道这火烧荆棘的这件事件。
Nobody was around. It was between the Lord and Moses. That's all.
没有其他的人存在，就是只有摩西跟神之间。
It was very hard for Moses to prove. Yes, God called me. How do I know?
摩西很难证实说是神呼召他，没有人知道。
In the case of Aaron, it was also a very quiet choice by God. You, Aaron, and your sons will be the priests.
那在亚伦这方面呢，也是就是在私底下被亚伦和他的儿子被委任为祭司的。
God also through Moses chose Aaron privately.
那而且是神借着摩西来选立。亚伦是在私底下做的。
So now the reason of Korah is, we have the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit, why must you be the priest? Why can't we also be the priest?
那因此可拉的论点就是说，我们也有圣灵，你也有圣灵，那为什么你才能够成为祭司？为什么我们不能成为祭司呢？
Deal with the issues.
那我们要针对事件。
Imagine the congregation members.
那我们假设这些会众。
They like Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and the 250 leaders, majority.
那他们喜爱可拉、大丹，还有亚比兰，还有那250个领袖，那他们都喜欢这些人。
So now you have only the other side two brothers, Moses and Aaron.
那另外一方只有两个人。那两个兄弟就是摩西跟亚伦。
So easy to find fault with Moses and Aaron, isn't it?
那比较容易来对抗摩西跟亚伦，不是吗？
Oh yeah, this is a family affair. See, brother will choose brother, right?
那这是家庭当中的裙带关系啊，兄弟啊，哥哥当然是帮助弟弟。
Do you know what they said in the battle for the perfect Bible in FEBC?
你知道吗？当我们在讨论这完全圣经的事情的时候，有人到底在远东神学院讨论这时候，有人说这是什么事吗
？They said that Reverend Doe chose the perfect Bible because Dr. Jeffrey Koo is his son-in-law.
那他们说，杜祥辉牧师会选择说圣经是无误的，是因为邱英德牧师是他的女婿。
They just reduce everything to family, you see.
他们就把事情就是把它化成是因为他们有这个就是家属之间的关系。
People like to do this right in the family, right?
那许多人都喜欢说一家人做一些事情。
Whether it is right or wrong, the issue is right or wrong, doctrinal or not, they just push it aside, family.
那不管是对还是错，不管是教育的问题对错，那他们只要说我们一家人就来做决定。
But that was not what happened.
那事情的真相不是这样的。
That was not what happened here as well in number 16.
那在这个民数记第16章这里所发生的事件也不是这样的。
Please note the phrase in verse 5. Moses said, the Lord will show who are his.
那我们要注意就在第五节这边的所用的词汇，这边说到说摩西这么说，耶和华必指示谁是属他的。
How will the Lord show us today who are His?
那神今天又怎么来指示说谁是属他的呢
？How will the Lord show which issue is His issue?
那神要怎么指示说哪一个事件是属他的呢
？Both claim they are of God. Both claim they are from the Bible.
两者都说他们是从神来的，两者都说他们是就是合乎圣经的。
You have to know the Bible. That's the only way.
那你必须了解，必须认识圣经，这是唯一的方法。
God is not going to come down from heaven and show it to us by some miracle.
那上帝不会从天上下来，借着神迹让我们看到这些。
God has given to us enough information in God's word to help us decide on every issue.
那上帝已经在圣经里面向我们启示够足的这些知识跟够足的这些资讯，好叫我们能够来做一个抉择。
Please make sure you know God's word.
那你要确保你明白神的话语。
Once you do not know God's word, you're going to decide based upon personality, people.
一旦你不明白神的话语的话，那你就将会就是看人来做选择。
And you will choose wrongly.
那你就会选错。
We are talking about eternity in heaven or eternity in hell.
那我们是在讲说是永恒，就是到永恒的地或者是永恒的天堂。
What is always at stake is the truth of God.
那我们所争论的是神的神的真理。
And the truth of God will always include the gospel message.
那神的真理就包含了福音信息。
And on top of the gospel message, it will also include the maturity of the saints inside the church, where the word of God must be faithfully taught.
那讲到福音信息的话，那就在乎说，就是我们属灵的成熟度，那到底我们神的话语是否被教导
？Make sure you are on the Lord's side.
那你要确保你是站在神的这一方。
The one who is on the Lord's side will also be holy.
那站在神的一方的人必须是圣洁的。
You find this in chapter 16 verse 5 as well.
那我们也在民数记16章第5节看到这一点。
So let's see how the Lord will show who is on the Lord's side.
那我们来看到底神会怎么样的来显明说谁是站在神的一方。
But first, Moses wanted to reason with them so that they will stop and do not continue with their rebellion.
开始的时候摩西想要跟他们理论，好叫他们能够停止这样的一个叛变。
Verse 6, he says, This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, put fire therein, put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow, and it shall be that the man whom the Lord doth choose, he shall be holy, ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, I beg you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you, that the God of Israel has separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them. Are you not satisfied with the ministry that God has given to you to be Levites, to assist the priests in the ministry of God? Is that not enough for you?
那第七节这边摩西对OK, 对不起。
Read verse 6 to verse 9.
Yeah, 第六节，摩西对他们说，摩西对可拉说，可拉，你们要这样行，你和你的一党要拿香炉来，明日在耶和华面前把火盛在炉中，把香放在其上，耶和华选择谁就是圣洁的，你们这立位的子孙擅自专权了。摩西又对可拉说：“利未的子孙啊，你们听我说，以色列的神从以色列会中将你们分别出来，使你们亲近他，办耶和华帐幕的事，并站在会众面前替他们当差。那你们身为利未人，难道你们不满足你？”立位人的这个服事的岗位吗？
That's what you find in verse 10, isn't it? You are now sons of Levi. Why do you want to seek the priesthood also?
那第十节就这边说到说，你既是立位的子孙，那难道你还要寻求当祭司的职分吗？
For which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? It's not Aaron, it's against the Lord that you are fighting against.
那其实你在这边你在争论不是其实不是在你为什么要与亚伦来争论呢？
You and I know about the perfect Bible issue that affected our church.
你我都知道这圣经完全的这事情发生在我们的教会中。
You must see beyond the personalities, look at the issue.
那你必须超越就是不再看人而是必须看那事件本身。
One group says the Bible is perfect, no mistakes. Another group says the Bible has mistakes.
哪一方说圣经是完全无误的，另外一方面说圣经是有错误的。
And when we use the word Bible, we are not talking about the translation, we are not talking about the King James, we are not talking about the CUV.
那当我们讲圣经的时候，我们不是在讲翻译本，我们不是在讲英皇钦定本，我们也不是在讲和合本。
We are talking about the Bible written in the original languages, in Hebrew for the Old Testament and Greek for the New Testament.
那我们是在讲圣经的原文，就是用原来的文字所书写的圣经，就是旧约希伯来文，新约希腊文。
One group says the Bible has mistakes, the other group says the Bible is perfect.
那一方面说一方的人说圣经是完全没有错误的，另外一方面的人却说圣经是有包含错误的。
You look at the issues.
你就看着他们的立论。
One will promote God, another one will not promote God, will bring down God.
那一个会高举神，另外一个却会诋毁神。
That is the only way that you must choose.
那就是你要选择的这个基础。
You must put aside the personalities, the people.
那你必须把人情放在一边。
Do you know why you must do that?
为什么你需要这么做呢？
Because your loyalty must always be to Jesus Christ.
因为你的效忠，你的忠诚必须是对着主耶稣基督的。
Your loyalty must always be to Jesus Christ above any human being.
那你必须是效忠于主超过任何人。
Because Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins.
因为耶稣基督为你的罪死在十架上。
Did he not die on the cross for your sins?
他岂没有为你死在十架上吗？
Did he not save you from death and hell?
他岂没有把你从罪从地狱和死亡中拯救出来吗？
Whatever man do for you on earth can never be compared to Jesus Christ dying on the cross for your sins, isn't it?
那地面上的人所能够做的事，没有办法跟耶稣基督死在十字架上为你所成就的来相提并论。
So this person teaches a wrong doctrine.
那因此这样的人教导错误的教义。
And he is very nice to me.
他对我很好。
But his doctrine is against Christ.
但是他的教义却违抗基督。
And he wants me to take his side.
他要我站在他那边。
But by taking his side, am I not taking a side against Christ?
如果我站在他那边，我岂不是站在与神对抗的一边呢？
So that means he has been nice to me to make use of me to go against my Lord and my Savior Jesus Christ.
那因此他就是在对我好，就是要使用我，让我跟我的主耶稣基督来相对抗。
So I cannot follow him.
因此我不能够跟着他。
That's why you have to always deal with issues.
因此你必须看那个立论。
You mean there are people who will make use of other people like this?
那你认为你难道你是说真的有人这样来使用人吗？
You are very right. There are many of them.
的确是这样，而且很多人是这样的。
There was an elder in our church who used to believe that the Bible was perfect.
那在我们教会当中，曾经有个长老，他一度是相信说圣经是完全无误的。
But somewhere along the line, he changed his mind.
但是过了一段时间，他却改变主意了。
His family members ask him, what happened to you? Why did you change your mind?
那他的家庭成员就问他，发生了什么事情？为什么你改变了你的主意？
Why are you taking the side of this elder who says the Bible has mistakes?
那为什么你站在这个长老的这一边？因为他在说圣经有错误。
Do you know what his reply was?
你知道他怎么回答吗？
I owe him a debt.
因为我欠了他的债。
He did me a big favor.
因为他为了帮我做了一些事情。
And now he wants me to be on his side.
现在他要我站在他那一边。
So now I have to believe the Bible has mistake because I have to be on his side.
现在我就要相信说圣经有错误，因为我必须站在他那一边。
I did not make this up.
我没有捏造事实。
What kind of elder would use another person like that?
那有哪样的一个长老能够使用这样的人呢？
You be careful of people who do favors for you and then they put it inside their black little book and remember everything.
那你要小心那些讨好你的人，他就是把你的名记录下来。
They are not sincere, they are not genuine.
他们不是真诚的，他们是有企图的。
You be very wise and very discerning.
那你要真的是很有智慧，晓得如何来分辨。
This elder ruined the other elder's life.
那这个长老却 使到另外一个长老就是犯罪了。
You think that is a unique case? It's not unique, it's very common.
你以为那是一个特殊的例证？其实不是，那是很寻常的事。
Is this not the way of the world out there?
那岂不是外边世界人的手法吗？
You scratch my back, I scratch your back.
你帮我，我就帮你。
Make sure you choose the Lord's side based upon issues.
那确保你所选的是站在神的那边，就是看准那立论。
Don't choose the side because pastor says so, therefore I follow.
那千万不要这样子选择说，因为牧师这样讲，我就这么选择。
So in future, let's say I have one view, Elder Chung has one view, who are you going to choose?
假设将来我有一个观点，中长老有另外一个观点，你要怎么选择呢？你要怎么选择？
You know him longer, right?
你认识他比较久，对不对？
He visits you more, right?
他常常来探访你，是不是？
He goes to hospital more, right?
他比较多时间去探访医院，对不对？
You're going to choose his side?
你就要选他，对不对？
Because he's very nice to you, right?
因为他对你很友善。
Is that how you're going to choose?
你是不是要这样子来选？
That is the problem, that is the danger.
那这就是问题，那这就是那危机了。
Deal with the issues, not the people.
那要看那立场、那观点，而不是看人情。
That's why you must know God's word.
所以你必须明白神的话语。
That's why we have been emphasizing a lot on God's word.
那因此我们这一直强调，我们必须认识神的话语。
You have to make sure you are on the Lord's side when it is a time for you to choose.
那你必须确保自己是站在神的一边，当那时机来到，你必须做抉择的时候。
Prepare yourself right now.
你现在就要来预备。
We do not know when the next battle will be.
我们不知道下一轮的征战会是在什么时候。
We'll try our best to make sure that the leadership will be men of God only, no wolves in sheep's clothing.
那我们就是尽我们所能确保说在被选立为领袖的是那真诚就是属神虔诚的人，而不是披着羊皮的狼。
But remember, people will change.
那不过你要知道，人是会改变的。
They may be good men as they came in.
他们可能进来的时候是好的人。
But somewhere along the line, they might change.
那时间过了一段时间，他可能改变。
And the problems will surface.And then you will now be forced to choose again.
那问题就浮现了，那你就不得已就要做一个抉择。
You made a choice few years back.
你在几年前曾经做一个抉择。
It was a very painful period in our church history.
那是一个对我们教会来讲是一个悲痛的一段时间。
Do you remember how you chose?
你还记得你是怎么选的吗？
Did you choose based upon issues or based upon personalities?
你是按照立论按照观点来选，还是你是按照人情来选呢？
You must choose the Lord, your Savior.
你必须选你的救主，你的神。
Look at the conduct and behavior of Korah and Dathan and Abiram. Verse 12.
那我们来看第十二节，就像我们刻画这大贪亚比兰他们的这个行为所作所为。
Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, who are the leaders of the lay people. And they said, we will not come up. We don't want to come where the Lord will judge. And verse 13. Is it a small thing? This is what they say to Moses. Is this a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of the land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? Except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us?You brought us out of Egypt to kill us, and now you want to be our leader. You did not keep your promise, Moses. Where is the land flowing with milk and honey?
那第十二、第十三节这么说，摩西打发人去招以利亚的儿子大贪和亚比兰，他们说，我们不上去。那他们又对摩西说，你将我们从牛奶与蜜之地领上来，要在旷野里杀我们，这岂为小事？你还要自立为王辖管我们吗？他们就是说你带摩西带领他们出来就是要危害他们。
That's exactly what they said in verse 13 and 14.
那第十三、十四节他们也这么说。
That's why they said, you will not come up, you are a liar, Moses.
那他们说我们不出来，因为你是说谎的人。
Do you know what happened earlier?
你知道之前发生了什么事吗？
Do you remember the incident of the 12 spies?
你还记得那十二探子的事件吗？
They were at the southern end of the promised land.
那他们已经来到了应许地的南端。
12 spies went in to survey the land. It was exactly as God says, flowing with milk and honey.
那十二个探子进入应许地去窥探，他们看到的正如神所说的是牛奴隐秘之地。
10 spies came back and said, we cannot go in, we are like grasshoppers, these are like giants.
那十个探子回来就报告恶讯说，我们不能够进去，因为我们就像蚱蜢，这些人是好像巨人一样那么大。
Joshua and Caleb said, no, we can go in, we must go in.
那约书亚跟加勒却说，不不，我们应该进去，我们可以进去。
All of them listened to the 10 spies and said, we cannot go in, we don't want to go in.
那所有的群众就听从了那十个探子说，不能，我们不能进去，我们不该进去。
So verses 13 and 14 are lies.
那因此13、14节其实是谎言。
God and Moses brought them into the promised land. They don't want to go into the promised land.
神还有摩西是带领他们进入应许地，但是他们自己不愿意进入应许地。
So they distorted the facts.
那因此他们歪曲事实。
Now you do not know the Bible, you will be affected by the distortion of facts.
那如果你不明白圣经，那你就很容易被歪曲的事实来影响。
And for their unbelief in not wanting to enter the promised land, God now sentenced them to 40 years in the wilderness wandering, and they will die in the wilderness.
因着他们的不信，他们不愿意进入应许地，因此神刑罚他们，让他们绕旷野40年。
When these charges were made against Moses, they were in the wilderness, they were definitely not in the land flowing with milk and honey.
当这些人在对抗摩西的时候，那时候他们正在旷野的里面，那时候他们不是在牛奶隐秘之地。
So what they said sounds correct.
因此他们所说的听起来很像是真实的。
Because when they look around them, it's the wilderness, it's not the land flowing with milk and honey.
因此他们环顾周围，他们看到的是旷野，而不是牛奶隐秘之地。
Moses, did you not promise us you bring us into the land flowing with milk and honey?
那摩西，你岂不是应许我们说你要带我们进入那应许地，就是牛奶隐秘之地吗？
Why is it after all these years we are still in the wilderness?
那为什么这么多年了，我们还在这旷野里呢？
Of course, they conveniently left out the fact that you didn't want to go in. Now God is punishing us in the wilderness. They don't want to say those things.
当然他们是故意忽略就是不看那件事件，就是他们自己不愿意进入那应许地。
They will use evidence rather than the word of God.
他们就会周围来找一些证据，多过是来看神的话语。
Do you know that the issue of the perfect Bible and the Bible with mistakes are the same kind of arguments?
你知道吗？那些讲到说圣经有错误的这样的一个争论，也是同样的是像这样的情形。
We believe the Bible is perfect. We have the Bible verses to support it.
那我们相信圣经是完全无误的，我们有圣经经文来支持。
Those who say that the Bible has mistakes, they have no Bible verse to say the Bible has mistakes. They use evidence.
那些说圣经有错误的，他们却找不到经节来支持他们，那他们就在其他方面来找一些所谓的证据。
And so they purposely can find faults in some verses here, verses there.
那他们就刻意的去找一些经节说当中有这边有错，那边有错。
And they won't tell their people the many Bible verses that teach the Bible is perfect.
那他们就不告诉群众说这许多的圣经节教导说圣经是完全无误的。
The law of the Lord is perfect. The Bible says so.
神的律法是完全的，这是圣经所说的。
They won't say that to their people.
他们不会这么告诉他们的群众。
They will show certain facts and data and hide the truth from God's word from their people.
然后他们会提出一些的所谓的数据，那却把真理隐藏，不让他们的群众知道。
And if you do not know God's word, you will be deceived.
那因此，如果你不明白神的话语，不知道神的话语的话，你就会被蒙骗。
Make sure you choose the Lord's side.
必须确保你是选神的一方。
These people do not realize how serious an attack They were against God himself.
那这些人没有意识到说他们这时候似乎 这时候是站在对抗神的一边，是何等严重的一件事情。
You know that if they have succeeded, there will be no salvation for you and for me.
你知道吗？如果他们成功的话，那你我就没有救恩了。
Do you know that the Aaronic priesthood was a type of Christ?
你知道这就是亚伦的这个祭司是就是主
type of Christ.
Okay.
Typology.
What's it?
Something that looked like Christ.
Okay. 基督的 Okay. 就像基督一样 Sorry.
Anyone?
Type of Christ. 对，预表基督。
Type of Christ.
亚伦的这祭司的职分是预表基督。
If they destroy this,
如果
God will be affected, our salvation will be affected.
如果他们毁坏这个的话，我们的救恩就会受影响了。
Who is the only one who can choose priests?
那谁是能够选立祭司的呢？
It is not by majority, it is not by man. Only God can choose priests.
那不是靠多数票，不是靠人，唯有神能够选择。
Because priest is a holy position.
因为祭司是一个神圣的职分。
Only a holy God can choose the priest.
只有圣洁的神能够来选立祭司。
Men are sinful. How can they choose their own priest?
人是有罪的，人怎么能够来选立祭司呢？
And that's why Moses was very angry with what they said.
那因此摩西对他们就是很生气，听到他们所说的就发怒了。
And so Moses in verse 15 said to the Lord, "Respect not their offering."Deal with Korah and all of them. I have not taken one as from them. That means I was not bribed by them. Neither have I hurt one of them. I have not done anything to hurt them. Lord, you deal with them. And Moses said to Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou and they and Aaron tomorrow. And take every man his censer and put incense in them and bring ye before the Lord, every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also and Aaron and each and every one of you.And they took every man his censer, put fire in them, and then they all gathered at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and Korah gathered all the people together at the door of the congregation, and then the Lord appeared.
那第十五节，摩西就甚发怒，对耶和华说，求你不要享受他们的供物，我并没有夺过他们一匹驴，也没有害过他们一个人，就是说我没有领受过他们的贿赂，我也没有伤害过他们任何人。那摩西就对可拉说，明天你和你的一党的人并亚伦都要站在耶和华面前，个人要拿一个香炉共250个，把香放在上面，再到耶和华面前，你和亚伦也各拿自己的香炉。于是他们个人拿了一个香炉，盛上火，加上香，同摩西、亚伦站在会幕门前。可拉召集全会众到会幕门前，要攻击摩西、亚伦。耶和华的荣光就向全会众显现。耶和华小于摩西，对，就到这里。耶和华的荣光就在向会众显现。
Imagine in your mind.The scenario that is presented here.
那我们要来设想在当时候的这个光景。
You have the tabernacle right in front.
那我们看到说会幕在面前。
You have on one side two men, Moses and Aaron.
一边是站着两个人，就是摩西跟亚伦。
On the other side, you have 200 men, Korah, Abiram,as well as Dathan and the whole congregation.
那另外一方就是可拉、亚比兰跟大贪，还有那250个领袖，还有全会众。
They have the major majority. Here you have just two persons.
那他们有那就是绝大多数的票，那这边只有那少数票。
Don't choose based upon personalities.
千万不要按人情来选择。
Don't choose based upon majority.
也不要以人多来做选择。
Truth is not based upon majority.
真理不靠多数票。
It is very dangerous to just take the side of the majority.
那我们如果按多数票来选择，那是很危险的。
Remember, always deal with issues.
那要永远记得，我们是必须看立论跟观点。
The Bible can help us evaluate issues objectively.
那圣经能够帮助我们来测验，来检测那立论跟那观点。
Look at what the Lord will do to them in verse 20.
那我们看二十节，上帝是神是怎么样对待他们的。
The Lord ignored Korah and the whole congregation.
那神忽视可拉。还有那全会众。
The Lord just turned his attention and spoke to Moses and to Aaron in verse 20.
那耶和华就转来对摩西跟亚伦来说话。
Separate yourselves from among this congregation that I may consume them in a moment.
21节说，你们离开这会众，我好在转眼之间把他们灭绝。
There is no bargaining, there is no arguing your case before God.
那在神的面前根本没有必要来争论。
Straight away when the Lord comes, He decides.
那神来到当中，他就做决定了。
Why can't God do this today?
为什么神不能够在今天不能这么做呢？
You would like God to do this today?
你希望神这么做吗？
Every time we have a problem, God come down. All right, well, those are not the Lord's side. All better separate. I'm going to kill them.
那每一次有问题的时候，上帝就来到当中，那大家站在。神的一边，其他的他就把他杀了。
God is gracious and merciful.
上帝是蛮有恩典，蛮有慈爱的。
The situation today is not as critical as the situation then.
我们今天所面对的情况不比当时的情况来得严重。
The plan of God's salvation for us was still in the process.
那我们的救恩神的救恩计划当时还正在进行中。
If these hundreds of people have succeeded,God's plan of salvation for mankind would be destroyed.
那如果那几百人他们的计划成功的话，那上帝对我们的救赎的计划就要败落了。
So when God said, I'm going to consume them in a moment.
那因此神说他要就是在转眼之间就把他们灭绝。
So Moses and Aaron will say, yeah, very good, right?
那因此摩西跟亚伦就拍掌叫好，是吗？
Yeah, we win, right? They die.
那他们就在那边喊说，哇，我们赢，他们死，是不是这样呢？
Never react that way.
千万不要有这样的反应。
There is nothing to rejoice when people fall into sin.
当有人坠入罪的当中，那没有什么值得喝彩的。
Only sadness.
只有悲伤。
Watch how Moses and Aaron responded.
我们看摩西跟亚伦如何的回应。
This is always how we must respond to those who have taken the wrong side.
这也是我们所当做的。当我们看到他有一些某些人，他们站在错误的一方。
They fell upon their faces and then they said, "O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, that is Korah?" And will thou be wroth with all the congregation?
他们就俯伏在地说，神啊，万人之灵的神啊，一人犯罪，也就是指着可拉犯罪，那你就要向全会众发怒吗？
Moses said to the Lord, deal with the leaders who know better and they did what they did, rebel against God deliberately. Deal with them.
那摩西其实是在对神说，你就是应当对付这些领袖，因为他们知道他们在做什么，那他们所做的就要刑罚他们。
But the congregation, they are just followers, they may be ignorant. Don't destroy them together with the leaders who know better and should never have done what they did.
那会众可能他们是无知的，他们不知道，那而是领袖是确切的知道他们在做什么，那他们是被这些误导的，因此应当就是按着领袖所做错的来刑罚这些领袖。
The Lord heard their request and the Lord told them, get you up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram. And Moses rose up went to Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And then he said, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men. Touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram, that is their tent, on every side. And Dathan and Abiram came out, they stood in the door of their tents, and their wives, their sons, their little children, no repentance, no remorse, still very arrogant. And Moses said, Hereby ye shall know that the Lord has sent me to do these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth, swallow them up with all that pertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Didn't say provoke Moses, didn't say provoke Aaron. They have challenged the Lord, and now the Lord will deal with them.
Now, 23节，耶和华对摩西说，你吩咐会众说，你们离开可拉、大贪和亚比兰帐篷的四围。摩西起来往大贪、亚比兰那里去，以色列的长老也随着他去。他吩咐会众说，你们离开这二人的帐篷吧，离开这二人的帐篷吧。他们的物件什么都不可摸，恐怕你们陷在他们的罪中，与他们一同消灭。于是众人离开可拉、大贪、亚比兰帐篷的四围。大贪、亚比兰带着妻子、儿女、小孩子都站在自己的帐篷门口，一点都没有悔罪，没有认错，而且是很高傲的。那么第28节，摩西说，我行这一切事本不是凭着自己心意行的，乃是耶和华打发我行的，必有证据使你们知道，这些人死若与世人无异，或是他们所遭的与世人相同，就不是耶和华打发我来的。倘若耶和华创作一件新事，使地开口，把他们和一切属他们的都吞下去，叫他们活活的坠落阴间，你们就明白这些人是藐视耶和华的。注意，他是说藐视耶和华，而不是藐视亚伦。那摩西刚说完这一切话，他的脚下的地就开了口。
In verse 31, the moment he finished speaking, the ground opened and the earth swallowed them up, their houses, all the men that appertain unto Korah and all their goods. They and all that appertain unto them went down alive into the pit. The earth closed upon them. They perished from among the congregation. One moment they were there. Next moment they all just disappeared, probably screaming and yelling as they all fell into the depths of the earth.
那31节，摩西刚说完这一切话，他们脚下的地就开了，把他们和他们的家眷，并一切属可拉的人丁财物都吞下去，这样他们和一切属他们的都活活的坠落阴间，地口在他们头上造就鹤壁，他们就从会中灭亡了。那一个时候他们都在地面上，突然间地开了，他们就掉落当中，可能他们在那边呼唤惨叫，但是他们就消失了。
And all IsraelFled because they were so frightened that the earth may also swallow them up. Verse 34.
34节就说，在他们周围的以色列众人听他们呼号，就都逃跑，说恐怕地也把我们吞下去。
Verse 35 says, Fire came down from the Lord to consume the 250 leaders who also took the side of Korah, Abiram, as well as Dathan.
那35节就告诉我们说，又有火从耶和华那里出来，烧灭了那250个领袖，他们站在可拉、大贪跟亚比兰的那一方的这些人。
The congregation was spared.
那会众却就是没有受伤害。
The junior leaders who followed them, only they were killed, but the families were spared.
那些跟随这三个人的这些领袖呢，只有他们自己 被杀害，他们的家眷没有受伤害。
But the leaders of the leaders, they and all their families were killed.
那三个人，他们是领袖中的领袖啊，不但是他们死，而且是他们所有的家属都死了。
God will always extend mercy.
那上帝就是永远都会彰显他的慈爱。
Only if you repent.
那唯有你要来悔改。
But when you don't repent and you hold on to sin and rebellion and try to hinder the work of God, God will punish severely.
但是如果你不愿意悔改，你抓住罪，那你要拦阻神的工作，那上帝肯定要重重的刑罚你。
And then the next day, the congregation sinned, and then the congregation themselves were punished.
那第二天，因为会众他们自己犯罪，因此他们自己就遭受刑罚。
Striving together for the faith in the ministry is not a game.
我们就是齐心努力来为所信的来齐心努力在神的事工上来齐心努力，不是一场游戏。
The church is a place where God's people come together to worship God, to serve the Lord, to study God's word, to grow in the Lord.
那教会是信徒聚集在一起，一起的来读神的话语，一起来学习，一起在主里面来成长。
We must do our utmost to take care of the flock.
我们必须确保我们做尽我们的所能来照顾羊群。
But the best way to take care of you is to make sure that you know God's word.
那唯有最好的方法来使到你受到照管，就是让你来认识神的话语。
Remember Numbers chapter 16.
那我们要确切的记住民数记第16章。
The congregation made the wrong choice and they pay a heavy price.
那会众做了一个错误的抉择，因此他们要付上很重的代价。
Remember the leaders who rebel and they pay the heavy price.
那要记得这些领袖他们叛逆，他们就付上重大的代价。
Make sure that you always deal with issues and not personalities.
我们要确保我们就是针对问题，而不是针对人情。
Always go back to the Word of God to help you make the right choice.
那我们都要回到神的话语来做正确的选择。
May God protect us and give us the wisdom.
那愿神保护我们，那赐给我们那智慧。
May the Lord be merciful to preserve the Mandarin congregation.
愿神彰显他的慈爱来保守华语崇拜。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our loving Heavenly Father.
我们在天上慈爱的父神，
We thank thee, O Lord, for trials that you have allowed to come our way.
我们感谢主，为着你所容许的这些试炼来感谢你。
For you know that you have allowed them to test us, that our faith and trust in thee may be strengthened.
你容许这些的发生，是要来试验我们的信心，好叫我们能够仍然保持忠诚于你。
We pray, O Lord, for the Mandarin congregation.
主，我们要为这华语崇拜的会众来祷告。
God will be gracious and merciful to help them grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，你必定要按照你的慈爱、你的恩典，来使到他们在主你的话语上来成长。
We know that as long as Satan is on the earth, problems will continue to arise.
我们知道，一旦撒旦还在这地面上，问题仍然会发生。
We pray, Lord, that your children will be able to make the right choices.When it comes time for them to choose.
我们祈求主就是为着你的儿女来祈求你，好叫他们真的是在事情发生的时候，他们能够有智慧的做一个明哲的选择。
Help us always to choose the Lord's side according to Holy Scriptures.
求主帮助我们来站在主的一边根据你神圣的话语。
May thou be merciful to protect us, defend us against the attacks of the evil one.
求主施怜悯来保护我们来对抗那恶者。
Keep us faithful even unto the day when the Lord Jesus returns.
保守我们，让我们对主忠诚，直到主耶稣基督再来。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵的圣名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.